All right, let's get this party started. So I had a conversation earlier today with a very dear friend of mine, Mr. Jerry Henry, the executive director of GA2A, formerly known as GeorgiaCarry.org. And the conversation was so good. I said, hey, you know, that was radio gold. It is so important that the country hears what's happening. And Jerry's in the know. He's got it going on. And we bounced ideas back and forth, and some of the things we agreed on, some of the things we didn't. And Jerry needed to fix me, and he did, as he always does. We're going to have that conversation now. So come on, let's bring this to the radio waves. Greg, it was that good. You ready?
Let's do it.
Jerry Henry, GA2A.org, formerly GeorgiaCarry.org, executive director, longtime executive director. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine. You?
I'm doing very, very well.
I just kind of wish I could live up to my intro, but at any rate, I appreciate it.
You do it every single time. True story, right? You and I had a call today, as we often do. But this one was a little different because we got kind of into the weeds about what's happening in Georgia. And I think it's important that the nation understands this because the election here upcoming in the gubernatorial campaign in November, and of course 2024 is huge because, you know, everybody knows Georgia gave us Biden and two goofball liberal wacko socialist senators who should never have been anywhere near the ballot box to begin with, Jerry. So let's get started. Let's try to bring that back. First off, let's start with constitutional carry here in the state of Georgia. Now, in just the last few days, Alabama, Kay Ivey signed constitutional carry in Alabama. DeWine, last night, I mean minutes, listeners, after we got off the air, DeWine signed constitutional carry bill in Ohio. We were talking about whether he would or whether he would let it float out and just become law. Both Greg and I were in agreement, Jerry, and I think you and I are in agreement, that he was going to sign the bill. He wasn't just going to let it go. There was no way in an election year. And then that weird parliamentary move in Indiana. So you've had Alabama and Ohio beat Georgia to the punch, and a lot of people want to know what's going on with Georgia right now. Tell us the process since it went through its first committee. Where is the bill?
Well, first off, there's two different bills. There's a Senate bill and there's a House bill. The Senate bill is SB 319. The House bill is HB 1358. The Senate bill passed the Senate some time ago, and it's in the House waiting for a hearing. The House bill just passed last week, last Friday, I believe it was, and it has gone to the Senate to wait hearing over there. Now, what they've got to do is go through the same process. We've got to have they got to assign it to a committee in the Senate and assign the Senate bill to a committee in the House. They have to hear it, and then if they pass the House, of course they can make any changes. If they pass the House and the Senate, comes back to the floor, and then they're sent to the opposing or the opposite chambers. If there's any change in the bill, and they'll probably pick one of the bills. I doubt that they'll really try to pass both of them, but because that would be kind of a wasted effort if you get right down to it. But if HB 1358 goes to the Senate and is changed in any way, shape, or form and is voted on the floor and passed, then it goes back to the House, and the House can either agree to the change, they can disagree, or agree and amend, or they can disagree and go to a conference committee, which is more likely where it would end up if they were to do that. The same thing happens with the Senate bill, except it's going in the opposite direction. There's also another bill that we hadn't talked too much about, but that's SB 259, which was passed in the Senate, which will do a few other things besides constitutional carry. It'll force the governments to sell those guns that they have in stock that they've confiscated from people. It will prohibit any kind of database, which is already prohibited, but the local jurisdictions have started their own database that they're sharing amongst each other, and that's against the law as well. And then some of the governor's powers were addressed in that bill as well. And there's a similar bill in the House that will probably not be passed, but hopefully most of the things that are on that bill will be put onto SB 259.
So So there are technically, there's a constitutional carry bill, two versions of it, a House version and a Senate version.
Correct.
The House
that's
has
correct.
Passed their version. The Senate has passed their version. So that's a good thing.
That's correct.
Both houses have passed constitutional carry, listeners, in the state of Georgia.
That's correct.
Two separate bills,
correct.
But they've both passed. Okay. Then 259 is a separate bill that is moving
right.
that might have some changes to it that is also pro-gun. So we want to make that clear.
Right.
There are two sets, or not two sets, but there are two separate cases up. There are two separate bills up. All right. The House and Senate version will mold into one. Okay. That's going to reconcile. We're confident. But tell me that. Could something crazy happen? Could this get screwed up? Could something not come together? I don't think that's going to happen, but correct me if you think I'm wrong or right or whatever.
I don't think it's going to happen either, but, you know, when you're making sausage, anything can happen. And that's what they're doing down there, basically, is making sausage. I don't expect anything to happen. The governor has said that he wants the bill signed, and he's hollering for it to be put on his desk. And I believe that as soon as it gets signed, as soon as it gets passed by both chambers and everything's agreed to, that the governor will sign it right away. And if he does, it becomes law immediately. So
right.
I don't see anything happening with that bill. I think the juggling is going to be on the other bill, and that's, you know, what are we going to get out of? We're going to get church carry. We're going to get, forced sale of the firearms. What are we going to get out of it, basically, is the question. But I believe that we will get something out of it.
All right, so this
I
is
think
positive
it also,
news.
It also prohibits counties and cities from stopping you from firing a discharge of a firearm if you have 10 acres or more land.
Yeah, you know, I was telling listeners a couple weeks ago that originally that we had talked about that, you know, it had been up at 5 acres, then it was at 7 mm-hmm. acres. It looks like we're at 10 acres now. Okay. All right, I'd like to see it at 5 acres, but, you know, I'm not going to complain about that.
And it may come back to 5 acres. In fact, that was discussed in the Senate hearing when they heard that bill. One of the senators said something about 5 acres, and the bill's author said, I'd be more than happy to change it to 5. So, you know, that could be changed before it's all over with, but right now it's still at 10.
Okay, well, that senator clearly has 5 acres. So we'll hope that there's some change there. Well, I know we're getting ready. I'm telling you right now, we're going to get, we're going to hear in just a second that we've got a break going on. I apologize. I'm looking at a lot of different things here, and we've got a lot to cover with Jerry. So I apologize for getting a little bit caught up there. Jerry, when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about the nuance between the two bills, and then I want to give you my prediction as to what happens with the House bill in the Senate and the Senate bill in the House, and what I believe the governor will sign. What version is he going to wind up signing? And then I want you to tell me if I'm right or wrong, or if you think maybe there are some changes that could be made, and what some of those changes might be if they make changes. So when we come back from the break, we'll go there with Jerry Henry. I'm talking with Jerry Henry, the longtime executive director of Georgia Carry, now known as GA2A.org, an amazing outfit that has done tremendous work here in the state of Georgia. If you're working with a grassroots organization in your state, pay very careful attention to this one. You wouldn't do yourself any harm by modeling what we do here in your state. We'll be back with Jerry Henry right after this. Don't go away. Lots to cover.